Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Can't do it. Ready?
Go.
Right, okay. This is, what is this, number five or six?
Five,
okay. Right, let's do it.
We're gonna go on the piss with Chelsea Reid.
Got the chop.
Going on up to the Premier League. That's where we wanna be. We're away and we're playing City. We're gonna go on the piss with Chelsea Reid.
Online at owlstalk.co.uk. You're listening to Owls Talk FM.
Welcome along to the Owls Talk podcast.
Hello.
How's that for an introduction? Dead excited. Do you hear that clip then of them women?
Yeah, Chansiri. It's confusing me because it sounds like they're trying to sing to Spirit in the Sky.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound right.
Well, it's a bit...
We're gonna go on the piss with Chansiri.
Got the chop.
Going on.
That sounds alright. What's up with that?
That's where we wanna be. We're away and we're playing City. We're gonna go.
Yeah, I suppose it does fit, but is that embarrassing? That's a thread.
No,
in the match day section.
No, the answer is no.
No,
no, I don't think so. Why is it? It's like it's no different to that guy that we're doing that Thai welcome by like doing a praise. Oh God, what am I talking about? Do you remember that old video?
Like,
I think it was this season, wasn't it? Like earlier, and there were those guys that were welcoming Chansiri like the first time he'd been to one of the games, I think.
Yeah,
and he were getting out of his car, and then one guy pretended to do like that Thailand welcome by doing like praise Jesus. You know, we put your hands together and that.
Yeah, actually doing it doesn't work on an audio podcast now.
No, I know, but
the demonstration can't be seen.
Mad times.
But yeah. Do you think he actually knew what was going on there?
Not a clue.
It looked a bit awkward, did it?
Not a clue. It's interesting to know just how much English he's learned and stuff, because if he understood the lyrics halfway through that, when it dawned on him, he'd be like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Well, even the going on the piss thing, going on the piss is not a common like translation that you'd get, is it?
I don't think he does either, does he?
I don't know.
Not sure. It means to be seen.
Dark Lord has asked, is that the UK's Eurovision entry?
It probably beats most of the Eurovision entries that we've done in the last most recent years. Jesus.
The best part of the thread, though, is the realist saying, how do you watch the video? And the answer from Owls2K is, just click play.
Oh, dear. So, welcome along to Owls Talk podcast. What number is this?
Five?
Number five. Also, who'd have thought we'd get this far? Yeah. It remains to be seen even if this one will get broadcast. Because
we've actually managed to go through it for over a month. I know we missed last week, but gosh.
The other thing as well is if people could see how we produce this podcast, they'd be shocked. Because I'm stood here in my pants. In fact, I ain't got any pants on. I've got no pants on. Just a T-shirt. I think it's like a gangster rapper T-shirt. Or something
you do have something on down. You're not just you're not just hanging your willy about.
No,
swinging it around.
No, none of that business. It's I've got some Everlast tracky bottoms from like Sports Soccer or something for £3.
Is that to go with your coat?
Yeah. I never got one of them. I want one. And then there's like look at that T-shirt. Right, I bought this T-shirt and I wish I'd not bought it. Now it looks a bit. New York City gangs or something, doesn't it? Like
it does say Brooklyn across it.
Oh, that's where I got that from then. Something was sticking in my head. I'm like, man, it feels like New York rappers this. And it's like, I'm not a rapper. Can you rap? Do a rap? Go on.
No, I can't even do the John Barnes rap.
I don't know. Do you know the words to that?
What's it? It starts off, you got to hold and move, but do it at the right time.
Yeah, go on.
can be gotta, fast and slow, but you must get to the line.
I don't think we're allowed to play music, are we? Are we allowed to play music?
I think we're allowed to under fair use for a few seconds.
Yes. Yes.
We should do a whole podcast just rapping along to this.
Oh, yeah. Are we allowed to use this?
I don't think there's any kind of fair use justification.
Say the hip hop, the hip hop. You don't stop, but rap it to the bang bang. Boogies it up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie beat.
You turned into Bill Cosby at the end.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Have you drugged my coffee?
This is why you're wearing no pants.
Drink it up now. Drink up. God, what were we talking about? All right, so Shansiri goes to an away match, gets accosted by some fans again, and gets videoed again in the most strange circumstances.
Yeah. I don't know how long he stood out there, because I saw loads of people on Facebook having the pictures taken with him yesterday.
He's like the selfie king, isn't he? Everybody has selfies with Shansiri.
Yeah.
It's what were them called now in the 70s and 80s that used to do prawns? No. Stick with me, because like, I think I'm on to something here. It's nothing to do with Shansiri. It's to do with, like, you know, back in the 70s, before like Indians and Chinese and that were available,
yeah,
there used to be this like packet curry stuff. And it was like a really well-known brand, but you don't see them anywhere anymore.
I think I know what you mean, but...
You know what I mean?
Can't think of the name.
It was like a box or like that size. It's good radio. Yeah. The box like that size. For the benefit of the listeners, I'm holding my hands up like that. Right. yeah. I've literally no idea. It's gone. Remember my nan and granddad used to have it like when they were feeling adventurous.
Prawns were like considered really kind of luxury food at that time, weren't they?
Exotic. Yeah. Exotic. They look a bit like a gnarled up clitoris, don't they, prawns? But, do you know what I mean? Like really bad. I don't like it when like anybody orders big king prawns when you go for a restaurant and stuff, and then they turn up and it's looking at you with them eyes and them like them wandy things on top of their heads.
It has to be shelled for me. I can't deal with a prawn coming with the shell and the eyes and stuff.
No. No, yeah. Especially if you hold it up and look at it and like, yeah, you know, you talk to it first and like...
We do need to video these podcasts because some of the mannerisms you're doing describing this. The clitoris one was particularly good.
Well, you know. So that's the Shansiri video. I think, have we said enough about that really? Listeners, what do you think? Should we say a little bit more about the Shansiri? No. Okay, well, let's move on then.
This is the Al Stork Podcast.
Do that noise.
It's like a seal.
Oh, God. That were like a seal. Have you seen all them whales that have been washed up recently?
Yes.
And then did you see that thingy with the... thingy? That
The thingy with the thingy?
No, that...
That did the thingy?
Not that porpoise, what do you call them?
Not porpoise? The dolphin?
Yeah, the dolphin. the little baby dolphin that got passed around for selfies. How bad were that?
I know.
Imagine that.
That actually made me want to reach into the screen and kill some of the people.
That is the sort of thing that you would expect to see on the stunned Brummy video, isn't it? Like, imagine that. Like, you could just imagine this baby dolphin coming past the window. Right, okay, so let's talk owlstalk.co.uk. What's been happening this week?
Don't know, Neil, what's been happening this week?
Well,
we've asked for questions, haven't we?
We have, yeah. Should we flick through a few of them?
Yeah, let's do it. The questions were rubbish the last time, weren't they?
Yeah, we skipped over them, but I think we've had a...
They're still rubbish, but we could do some.
We've had a slight improvement. Okay, let's... who would win in a fight between you and James? That was to me. That was to me. I don't know. Have we ever had a fight? We've never had a fight, have we?
I can remember one fight we've had when, I don't know, I was about 10. And so you were, I don't know, how much older than me?
I don't know.
But I remember you were bullying me, Neil. That's what was happening.
No.
Which still carries on to this day. And I remember getting you a headlock and you cried.
No, I didn't. That's a lie. You can't broadcast that to the nation.
Even my mum remembers that.
No, Ivan, that's not true. That's not true, listeners.
You were crying for my mum to get me off.
No.
And my mum just went, you deserve it.
No. This is scandalous. Scandalous nonsense. I think the answer to the question is, we probably would never fight. I've helped you out in a few fights, but that's about it.
Yeah.
So the answer is we wouldn't.
No.
There you go. That's dramatic ending.
Yeah. Mark Owl has said, why can't you Owl's think of your own?
Oh. Sorry about that. I got all giddy with my finger.
You got giddy fingers?
Yeah.
It's from that clitoris pose you just did with it when you were talking about prawns. Yeah, Mark Owl said,
Fuck off, Bez.
What were you saying?
Oh my God. Stop it.
I love this jingle machine, which is effectively my mouse on my Mac.
It's just like you've got a new toy.
It's great. I love it.
So yes, why can't you think of your own questions, Neil? Why do we have to ask for questions?
Well, the idea is that it's an inclusive experience for the listener, isn't it? So it's like, we want this not to be me and James studying like with no pants in my kitchen. That's why it's echoey, by the way, because we're essentially stood in a kitchen, and I'm currently looking at like some jalapeno hummus that I've got left, and some carrot sticks, which I might have after, which is...
You've gone to the middle class side, haven't you, having hummus?
Well, I don't know. If it is middle class these days, I think it's been declassified, and it's safe to eat now if you're working class like me.
Okay.
So, where were we? What were we saying?
We're doing questions.
Yeah, so the questions are, essentially, we don't want to just stand here spouting off all day, every day, on Owl's Talk Podcast. So, we just want questions in, that's it. It's simple as that.
Yeah.
God damn it.
And fun questions. Sam779 has said, if I had 43 apples in one hand and 28 apples in the other hand, what would I have?
That's a good one. How many was it?
It was 43 in one hand and 28 in the other.
43 and 28, that's 60, 71. 43 and 28?
Yeah.
60, is that 71? But you would also have big muscles, I would say. You need big muscles for that.
Or small apples.
You'd need massive hands, or you would need some kind of carrying vessel for the apples.
Yeah, I think he's got two carrier bags.
Would they fit in two carrier bags?
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
One of them bag for life ones, surely.
It's. I don't like that question, James.
No.
I don't like it.
He was just trying to be clever, wasn't he?
Was that Sam?
Yeah.
Bloody Sam. Yeah. Sam, he's a strange one, that
Should
lad.
Get back to writing his own blog.
Yeah. Okay, give us another.
How did you cope with your multiple personalities before you created Owl's Talk as an outlet? That's from Binky Griptite.
Binky Griptite. There you go. That's a username and a half, isn't it?
Yeah, but he's talking about multiple personalities with a name like that.
Yeah, no, I don't get it. Very strange. Very strange indeed. Anyway, I'm just ignore that question because I don't even know what he means. No idea. Listen, James, I've got this. You'll love this, right?
Right, go on.
So this week I've been... You know, like we do football-related jingles and stuff?
Yeah.
And Owl's Talk-related jingles. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's a bumper saving day this Saturday at the BNC Co-op Castle House because all your dividend stamp books are worth so much more. Yes, your blue BNC saver book, usually worth 60 pence, is worth £1. And your red book, normally worth £1, is worth £2 when exchanged for goods in non-food departments of the BNC Co-op Castle House. So come and have a bumper saving day this Saturday only at the BNC Co-op. Your parent-sharing co-op, parent-sharing co-op. The BNC Co-op Castle House.
What do you think of that?
That's a blast from the past.
Yes, we have scoured the archives of, I think it was some like Radio Hallam or something like that, so we've managed to get some old Sheffield adverts, which is like wicked.
Right.
Booyakasha.
Remember when we used to have a Wednesday shop in the co-op at Castle House?
I do. That was like, that co-op was a bit mental, wasn't it? Did you ever go upstairs?
Yeah.
What was it upstairs, like soft furnishings or something?
I think at one point toys were at the top.
That don't make sense. Oh yeah, I suppose it does make sense because like the older geezers can't get up the stairs, can they? And them lifts probably never worked or stunk of, you know, something that shouldn't.
Castle House is the one that had the circular staircase going up, isn't it?
That's it, yeah. Which if you think about it, right, a circular staircase like that just means that you're walking further than you have to.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're round and round and round and round.
That's and round.
It, yeah. So it's like, it's essentially like you're walking for miles just to get to the soft furnishings or the toys.
It's all gone now, though, isn't it? It's,
yeah.
Were they not building some kind of student thing there last I knew?
I don't know. There's been a few art installations in there over the last few years and stuff.
Did you go to the post office when it was in there?
No.
Like, the main post office moved in there, and that was literally the only thing in. So you walked in, and it was like a corridor of just wooden panels guiding you through to where the post office was.
Eh?
It was really weird.
That's weird. It sounds like something out of Are You Being Served?
Yeah, this is starting to sound like The Squeak now. Let's move on.
Okay, so...
Fuck off, Bez.
What you got next?
Oh, God, I didn't get anything ready. Have you ever ridden a tiger? Ronnie James Dio recommended it to Joe Wildsmith, apparently.
I don't think our listeners are taking this podcast seriously, James. This is a serious Sheffield Wednesday-related football podcast. It's not about riding tigers.
Yeah. Or,
do you know what I mean?
Or prawns.
Yeah, but that was led on to from the Shansiri... That sounds a bit racist now, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. But it led on from that conversation anyway, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, one more then. Owl 66, tell us a secret that no one knows.
Let's have a think. I'll come back to that one. Can't think. See, you got me on the cuff again. I just don't know.
This is what all this preparation does for us.
The preparation I've done for this is I've got some... Well, we've discussed the hummus already, so we're not going to the hummus situation again.
Yeah.
So, on Owl's Talk at the moment, we've got a thread that says, post a pic to sum up how you feel right now about Sheffield Wednesday.
Right.
Okay. And on it, Owl's Talk members log in and they post a photograph or a picture or a drawing to demonstrate how they feel right now about Sheffield Wednesday.
Drawings would be good.
The what?
Drawings would be good. I think there should be more drawings in it.
I think, I was talking about this yesterday, right? I think I'm going to get one of them new iPads. You know, with the pencil on.
Big ones.
Yeah, because they've got them pencils on, so it means you can do drawings and stuff. Because I want to draw Kevin Pressman.
Any reason why?
No, I just want to draw Kevin Pressman. So I'm thinking, like, I might just go and get one and then draw Kevin Pressman.
Didn't you once get accused of putting poo through his letterbox or something?
Something like that. I think I once had my photo took with Kevin Pressman outside the Owl's Club shop, the mega store.
Yeah.
And just as they pressed the shutter button to take the picture, I took one step back and then did like a really mad face.
You used to do that a lot.
Which was like, at the time, quite hilarious, and I can't find that photo anymore, which I'm a bit gutted about. So what I'm going to do is recreate it on a new iPad Mega or whatever they're called. What they're called?
iPad Pro, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think iPad Mega doesn't have the same ring, does it?
A friend of mine bought one on the first day they were released. He phoned up EE and ordered one.
Yeah.
And he was told that he'd ordered the first one out of everyone in the whole country.
Really?
Because he's a big Apple buff, more than J-Owl.
Yeah.
He got it, took it home, or it was delivered to his house. He apparently was in the toilet and balanced it. On the day he got it, balanced it on the radiator.
Never.
And it fell off and smashed to bits.
Oh my God.
On the day he got it.
They look really delicate, don't they, though? Yeah. It's like, I don't know. Do you think the future at football matches, this is on a tangent again, but you know all this new technology and stuff? Mm-hmm. It's got to be, you know, have you seen Periscope, the app?
Yes.
It's got to be a matter of time before some geezer sets up, like, I don't know, a GoPro on his head and just broadcasts the whole match.
You can do it from your phone now, can't you?
Yeah.
I think when Periscope first started, somebody did it from a Wednesday match.
Did they?
Yeah.
And then, like, Facebook have started live broadcasting now, aren't they? So if you can live broadcast on Facebook.
Yeah.
And it's like, the club, literally, I think they're going to struggle to stop it, aren't they? So it's like... But then again, it's not top quality, so...
No, it's terrible quality. It's if it's on your phone, it's a crap, like, aspect ratio anyway, so you can't exactly tell what's going on.
And,
especially if they hold it in portrait mode.
Well, and there's also the old chestnut china. What am I thinking? There's the old adage. No. The old... it's not even old. What am I on about? It's the... James, help me.
No, carry on.
Owl's Talk. Got any stubs, matey?
Right. It's the situation where when you're at a game, right?
Yeah.
The more people are at the match, the less chance you've got of getting a signal. God, right. That's what I was trying to say. So it's like, even text messages. I've been at matches before. I've sent like 20 text messages going, hello, hello, are you replying or what? And
it's not as bad nowadays, though. I think since 4G, it's improved
a lot. It's still bad. I'm talking like text messages and all sorts, right? So you leave the match, and then you just your phone goes bing, 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 and it, like it's a send.
Like when you go on holiday and you get off the plane and turn your phone.
Yeah, exactly like that. So it's like, I don't know. Anyway, we've got a special guest this week.
Woohoo!
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hello, it's Oda here. All right, cheers, cunt. Bye.
That was Oda.
Thanks, Oda.
Good to hear from him. He just rang in then just to say hello and goodbye.
Yeah, cheers, cunt.
So that's that. So, anyway, it's time for...
Online at owlstalk.co.uk. This is Owls Talk News.
Over to James for Owls Talk News.
Why do I know this is coming and I still don't do anything to prepare?
I've just realised, listen, just forget the Owls Talk News because I shouldn't have played that jingle, I'll be honest, right? but going back to post a picture to sum up how you feel, right, before we got into all the iPad nonsense, that's a thread where it pops up every now and again and people express their inner emotions about Sheffield Wednesday by posting a picture.
Yeah.
Dead simple, right? Yeah. Dead simple, but very effective. Anyway, one loss.
Just one loss.
One loss. And
it's brilliant, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Just one loss. And there's, like, pictures of squirrels getting stuck with by the testicles on a washing line and stuff, right? And it's like, come on.
It just shows how bipolar Alstorp really is.
It's mad, isn't it? Hey, it's mad. It's mad. It's like, right... Is how I see a season, okay, and why you shouldn't go a bit nuts after just one game losing, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is bad when you lose, and everybody gets in a bad mood for a few hours or a day or whatever, but this season, move on, because this season is like a boxing match, okay? So, like, you start off at the start, and the end goal is to walk away with the title belt, okay?
Yeah.
Occasionally, your opponent's going to hit you, right?
Indeed.
And a big punch... to like your chin, an uppercut or something that reels you back and like might even knock you down and the referee gives you a three count or something like that, right? That's a loss. And then it's going to happen, and when it happens, it's like, so what, okay? And you get up and then you just smash him back.
Yeah.
That's it.
Indeed.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
So, yeah.
We just have to hope it's not like that Rocky film where he got knocked out at the end.
What happened there?
I can't remember which one of Rocky films where he lost.
That sounds a bit rubbish. So you go to the cinema, right? These days,
you what's do every day.
Yeah, I do. But like, what is going on at the cinema? What is going on? The 4DX nonsense, right? That 4DX and the VIP thing for £30. Come on, 4DX, right? You sit down in a chair, which is like it feels a bit like a roller coaster chair. Have you been in it yet? It's
no,
mad, right?
No.
This is crazy shit. Right, you sit in a chair and you don't strap yourself in, but you should do because you get the shit kicked out of you, right? So it starts off, and then it's like, so I can't remember what I went to see, just something just to test this 4DX
Jurassic
thing.
Jurassic Park.
That's
World
it, Jurassic World, right? So like, the flying bits are good, so it feels like you're flying, okay? So like that, it genuinely is awesome. So like your chair moves a little bit, sways
what,
a little bit.
Flying? What?
Like a pterodactyl.
All right, okay, yeah, see. You're doing all the sounds.
Their wings are weird. It's like they've like got claws at the end. So
again, the demonstration doesn't work on audio.
Claws are good. Claws are always good. So there's like flying, right? And in your chair, you're like, whoa, it feels like I'm really flying. Okay. And then you'll go past the waterfall, and guess what happens?
You get wet.
Yeah. So the bloody brilliant seat in front of you sprays you with a little bit of water.
Brilliant.
What's the point of that?
There's absolutely no point whatsoever.
So you're like, fucking hell. Right, so it does that, and then like some plane will fly past the pterodactyl, right? Because this happens in real life a lot, and like you go, like that, right? And as it does that, like that,
that was actually a really good sound.
Thanks.
It's not Formula One, though.
Oh yeah, it's fine. And so like that flies past, right? And chuffing smoke machines from the side just go. Right, and block your view of the screen.
I'm going to say, doesn't that stop you watching it?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Not only that, right, but on the side walls, you've got bleeding strobes that go like that with light.
Lasers.
Light. Yeah, so you're sat there, like, getting thumped in the back by this chair, and, like, you're smoking water and stuff. It's, like, mental. So, by the end of it, you're knackered and you can't remember what the film was about.
<'Cause> like, you just remember being in a seat that threw you around.
Yeah, so you're looking at the walls going like, them lights were annoying and that water were pointless. And the worst thing of all, I just remembered, is behind your head in the chair, right, there's a little hole. Not a big one, a little tiny little one, right? So like the size of... Do you remember when you were at school and you had a ballpoint pen and you used to take the middle out?
Yeah.
So you could like spit things with that tube, right? It's the size of that tube, right, behind you. And every now and again, you'll get a blast of air on the back of your neck. It'll just go... Psst,
psst, right? What was that noise?
Yeah, so you're watching a film, right? You're like, ooh, suspense is building, suspense... Psst. Like, what the fuck was that? Right, so you... Which is like, it's just annoying. It just puts you off what you're watching. So, like, watching Rocky on that would be... I don't think there'd be that much smoke.
No.
Or water. No. Or air.
Plenty of thumping to your sides and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's like, yeah, what is up with the cinema? I don't know.
Why don't you go, like, taking a bag of stuff with you and recreate the scenes yourself?
In the IMAX one, instead of the 4DX one. That'd be good. Yeah,
take a couple of bricks and when an explosion goes off, throw them in the air.
I don't know if you've seen the photos that I take when I'm at the cinema, but that's
how can I avoid them, Neil? You post them to my timeline a million times a day.
Yeah, that is pretty much what I do at the cinema, James. So, like... But yeah, it's just annoying. I'd say what would be good at the cinema, right, is, you know, at the minute they do live ballet and...
Oh yeah, the National Theatre stuff.
Why not they do football matches? The cinemas are always moaning, I've got no money, and nobody goes to the cinema anymore.
But football stadiums aren't filling up themselves, so...
No, I mean for away matches.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, they could do, like, them beanbacks, and do it there. In 4DX. Psst, fuck off! Fucking...
I've enjoyed the beanbacks when we've had them at Hillsborough.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah. They're really, really good. Really good. Do you remember when the... just talking of events at Hillsborough... When they did the firework display. they did a special firework display.
Quality.
They set it all up and everybody was sat in the south stand. And some people bought executive boxes and sat in the south stand. This massive open air firework display. And it was so exciting. Everybody got the popcorn and stuff. They didn't have popcorn. What did they get? I don't know, burger or something.
Yeah.
And sat in the seats ready for it, didn't they?
With a Bovril.
With the Bovril firework display. And then it went... Da-da-da-da-da, or some music, right? And then like the fireworks went... straight up in the air over the south stand roof. So people on the south stand couldn't see them.
You actually couldn't see them.
Unbelievably brilliant.
Didn't they end up refunding everyone for that?
I can't remember. Absolutely brilliant. Do you know who would have liked that?
Who?
Keith Skews.
What? Who?
Keith Skews.
Who's that?
Come on.
Is this before my time?
No, Keith Skews. Keith
Skews. They're very enthusiastically singing his name.
He's probably stood behind like, sing, or I will whip you more.
Fill me in on Keith Skews.
Keith Skews was a Radio Hallam presenter in the 70s, and I recently downloaded a 1975 program that he did with loads of disco music in it.
Brilliant.
Which is like, it's awesome. It's like really good. And that's where I got all the adverts from that I've been playing earlier.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad. And I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay.
That's good, eh?
owlstalk.co.uk. Turning hope and happiness into complete despair.
So yeah, talking of despair, that the thread is in Matchday. Post a pic on how you feel about Sheffield Wednesday right now. If you fancy turning your happy life into one where you just don't want to do it anymore, that's the thread. That is the thread.
I'm actually surprised that the Matchday section isn't as depressing as I thought it would be.
No, it's good. I think that's, there's definitely a feel-good vibe around Hillsborough at the moment.
Yeah, still.
So there's
one more loss and that'll change.
Yeah, big time. They'll be out for New Year again, won't they? So, who was your Sheffield Wednesday hero when you were growing up? I posted this one in the Matchday section this morning, yeah. Right? Because I thought, what I want to do is I want to test people as to whether they'll be honest or whether they'll just put Hursty and Waddle.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The reason being is that when you're growing up in like year 10 or 12 or 15 or something, right? Your Wednesday hero, your player hero, is never always the cool player. Do you know what I mean? Because like different people catch your imagination. So
yeah.
I used to go to motor racing, right, with my granddad. Right, he used to take me when I was really little to see motorbikes, right, and they were always like really like Barry Sheen and stuff like that, like really cool cyclists and stuff. But there was one guy who used to ride a green bike and he had like a green thing on. What do you call them all in ones? Overalls? Do they race in overalls? Them leather things.
The jumpsuit type thing.
Yeah, so like, I don't think it's a jumpsuit. No. Unless they're jumping from the bike in spectacular fashion.
Overalls.
Yeah, well, I don't know what they call them. Well, all right then, so you're wrong and I'm wrong. What do you call it? Write in, listeners, if you know what it is. What do you call them? Like outfits?
No, like what Formula One drivers wear.
Yeah. Them all in one.
Just an overall, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll call them an overall.
Because it goes over all.
Okay. you could say that about anything. You could say, like, a jug is an overall because it goes over all the milk. Couldn't you? So, you can't just call anything an overall. What? You can't call anything an overall. So, anyway, so, like, he dressed all in green and his name was Cork Barrington. And I remember, like, his name, Cork Barrington, was like...
That sounds like a 70s spy drama.
or a porno actor. Like, whoa, Cork. Put your cork in me. Pop your cork. Back to reality. So the idea was, I'll post on House Talk, I'll post, who was your Sheffield Wednesday hero when you're growing up? Okay. Because yeah. I used to like Gary Shelton.
All right, yeah.
Andy Blair, Lee Chapman, right? I did like everybody else, like, but it's not always going to be Hursty and Waddle. So, like, because I realised that sometimes people post what they think is going to be really cool instead of what the truth is.
Yeah, yeah.
So I posted it anyway. Oops, what have I done?
You've broken it.
Turn the microphones down. So thought, okay, here we go. We'll have a try. So I posted it, and we've got the following answers. So one guy says Prendergast.
Yeah.
I think he was before my time, Prendergast.
Yeah, before mine as well.
Terry Curran.
Yeah.
And then we get Jam Sandwich Jebs, who said Chapman, Hurst and Waddle. So I think that's... I think when I said, who's your first? Who's your Sheffield Wednesday? Oh, I didn't put first in.
No.
The whole thread's gone to shit, James.
But you said when you were a kid and you started going to games.
Yeah, but I've just ruined it for everybody. Well, for me, most. Well, for this podcast, because I've just introduced it and it's all gone.
It's got 60 replies. You're not... Ruined it for everybody.
Yes, but they're all saying Hurst, James.
People are into it.
They're all saying David Hurst. They're spoiling it.
Brad Owl said Willie Henderson.
I don't know.
Brian Joycey.
Willie Henderson.
Pops. Yeah.
Willie Henderson. Ron?
Ron Atkinson?
You can't just put Ron. Pressman. Dalian Atkinson's a good one because he was an absolute beast.
Yeah.
Top beast. And I'm sure people found him like a bit of a hero, do you know what I mean? But would have said Hursty instead to look cool to the mates.
Yes, yeah.
Big Andy Mack. I think he's in his 70s, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Paolo Di Canio. Or more weirdly, Nicholas Alexanderson. I thought Alexanderson was like a... People did like Alexanderson, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Jimmy Daly. I think this must be like one of our older gentlemen, or one of our older listeners. Jimmy Daly, and then later Ron Springett. If Ron Springett's later,
wow.
Jimmy Daly, what was he like going on the boardwalk at theatre with Tommy Trinder? Was he or something like that?
Who said that?
That was Buxton Gent.
All right.
What he's probably going to be, right, like an upper class gentleman, I think, of his
from Buxton.
Yes, in his 70s, because in Buxton he's mostly 70 year old upper class gentlemen who have retired to the countryside.
Yeah, it's got a nice sweet shop in Buxton.
Has it?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Don't know.
Paddy. it's just terrible tourism advice.
Fred Spikesley. What? Yeah.
Roger Wilde, Tommy Tynan, Bano, Gary Bannister. What a player he was.
Oh, yeah.
He had like mega hair. He was like the most hairbrushed footballer I've ever seen. And he's like, it was almost like Lego hair to a degree. And then he says, this is SJA Owl, right? He says, next up Zico, then Verardi, then Hirste, and then loved the attitude of Emerson Tome.
Yeah. Tom went on to like Chelsea and stuff, didn't he, after us?
He did, yeah. And quite a few players seen Chapman. So, yeah, so the idea was to post that and see who we would get. And I think overall, I've been impressed. I think it's been quite interesting. Like, Reginald D, right, is probably the most unlikely hero that I don't think many would have agreed with. Yeah. Maybe initially, but he went for the animal, he went for De Bilder.
Oh, yeah.
He had De Bilder on his 99-2000 shirt.
Mm.
He also likes Sibon and Di Piedi and Chef Kikuchi. So I bet it's great to sit near him at matches. God, blimey. Like, De Bilder, best player ever. Like, shut up, Norman. I mean, there's some chucking buys at him and stuff.
Roman always said he's not a player, but Sammy, and he'd walk a million miles. But one of his smiles.
Well, it's not a player, is it?
Al's talk. Remember the AGM.
So yeah, I thought that was an interesting little exercise in psychology.
Indeed.
Which I didn't study at school or college. someone else has put this will be a minority opinion, but in for a penny. All right. Well, I don't even know where that saying came from. Do you?
In for a penny, in for a pound.
This is but where did it come from? I know what the saying is. All right, so this is Holmowl, Holmowl. Do you think he lives in Holmfirth?
Him and Buxton Gent meet up regularly
to discuss the ways of the football. this will be a minority opinion, but in for a penny. Hutch is not a midfield starter in our current squad. In my opinion, no one, and then he puts, not even the excellent Hutch, should break up the Banan-Lee pairing. I agree with that because we know that Banan's nanan in her caravan would be very upset if Banan got dropped. Banan left is wrong. Lee is undroppable. So unless we play five in midfield, for example, we turn upside down the 4-4-2 that has worked so well for us with Hooper as one of a pair, Hutch can't start in midfield.
Right.
So thanks for that, Holmowl. It's a... When you lose a game, why do people start trying to rearrange the team? Just like go back to what's been working.
Yeah, it's been working, hasn't it? So
it has very much so.
But there's also the benefits of having the squad that you can move players around like that.
Yeah, exactly. So we're looking good this season. I'm loving it. I saw the other day we're statistically nailed on for promotion, if not winning the league.
Yep.
Which is current form. That was before. Obviously, the last match.
According to form tables, yeah.
Yeah. We like tables on House Talk. Especially the oak type. So, I want to give a shout out to Punky Horrors, just quickly, who does all the videos.
Yes.
He's not done that many this season, as opposed to like previous seasons. I think he just like gets a bit of grief every now and again. But just want to give him a shout out for his videos. He's done a preview on the Queen's Park Rangers game. And if you want to have a look, is YouTube, just search for Punk Chef 41, all one word, Punk Chef 41, and he'll give you his thoughts and feelings on the Sheffield Wednesday,
Goings on,
that's a good one. I don't know why the sound's not playing. I'm going to play a little bit of sound from him, but it ain't happening.
You broke it, Neil.
Yeah, bro, I've broken YouTube.
But he's a good lad. I've met him a few times and spoken to him. He's a nice lad, genuinely, as well.
He is, and as I've always said, the more things that Sheffield Wednesday fans get on the internet and get going, the better for me.
Yeah.
Right, so it's time for this, James. Do you like that?
Yeah, fun that.
Okay.
Have you genuinely broken your new toy box of jingles?
Well, it's my iMac. Well, it's not, it's my MacBook. I think I've sussed it. Right, you ready?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Christopher from Radio Rentals, they're offering you an unashamed bribe. If you rent a new colour set, you get the choice of a free gift. A Marconi phone, mains battery portable radio, or a Kenwood food mini mixer.
Wow.
A toaster? Or a soda stream? But you've got to do it now, before the end of June. So go along now and rent Radio Rentals colour, while they're feeling so generous.
So essentially, that was 1975 in Sheffield, right? And there was a Radio Rentals in Sheffield, and I can't remember where they were. They might have been in Fitzalan Square.
Yeah, there was one in Hillsborough Arcade, wasn't it? Hillsborough Shopping Centre, was it? Yeah.
And you used to, instead of buying a TV, you used to rent from Radio Rentals your colour television.
Yeah, and get a free soda stream.
And get a free soda stream. Do you remember soda streams?
Yeah, they're back. Huh? They've started remaking them again now.
Have they?
Yeah.
God, blimey. It's like, yeah, it's just fizzy water.
Yeah.
There were one that were like American soda, American cream soda, and you put it in and then fizzed it up and it was just, ugh. It was like bleach.
They were all pretty horrible.
Fizzy bleach. I remember the van that used to come round and deliver stuff like that. Deliver the pop van.
Yeah.
What were he called? Pop man.
There was the pop man, wasn't it? And then there was the Fletcher's van.
Yeah. With the elephant's foot.
Yes.
Why have we turned into like some old geezers that are just like, oh.
It's because you're finding out these 70s adverts.
Yeah, it's not good. It's like, oh, it's like, when I were a lad, we used to have pop. It's like everybody's had pop since. It's like, it's not nothing new. They just get it delivered by a van.
We're not Peter Kay.
Not, what do you mean?
Who tries to make comedy out of things that people might remember.
I know. Speaking of that, listen to this.
It's outdoor time at Redgates, and you must see the exciting selection of outdoor toys and garden furniture. There are swings and roundabouts, seesaws and slides, lots of games, and all the wonderful things to give you so much fun or help you relax in your garden. And Redgates offer you 10% discount vouchers on all these outdoor goods. Yes, outdoor time items of £3 or more get a 10% discount. Come to Redgates at Furnival Gate. You're bound to see things you've never seen before.
See, that annoys me, right, because it really, really pisses me off, because Redgates was the most wonderful place.
It was.
It had, like, massive jugs of marbles and like, Luger, you know, like, guns and stuff, yeah, you could buy, yeah. Not real ones, like, toy guns and stuff. And then downstairs it had, like, bikes and stuff. I think it was downstairs. And it was like the most amazing place. And as a kid, you would go to Redgates, right? You go to Redgates as a kid, and it would be the most exciting place you've ever seen. That geezer there who's advertising, it's like, come to Redgates, you might get 10% off your swing. Do you know what I mean? It's like, come on, make it sound more exciting than that. Thank God production values have gone up, James, since then, as you can see by our podcast.
But then you listen to radio adverts now and they're still terrible.
They're cheesy, but they're a bit more exciting than, come to Redgates and have a swing. Do you know what I mean? It's like, come to Redgates, have a swing. It's like, it's not, oh, I don't know.
Al's talk. We've let it go to shit.
The whole world's gone to shit since 1975.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back to the reason that we're all here, first of all, is Howl's Talk, right? It's been going since what year?
2002.
Did we establish that in the end?
Yeah.
2002, okay. How many years is that? 14?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've got our 15th anniversary coming up next year, so we're going to do something very special. Is it, or is it this year?
let's not start this again, Neil.
Oh, God. I don't know what to do anymore. That's that jalapeno hummus. It's just repeating on me, James. I think, well, it might be the carrot sticks. I had carrot sticks for a while. Why do carrot sticks come in a bag of water? Why? How do you know that water's not infected? Unbelievable.
Where are you getting these things
because,
from?
Because I opened the bag of carrot sticks and there was water in it, James. Dearie me.
The Owl's Talk podcast. Quite literally, the worst thing on the internet.
So, Owl's Talk, in the dressing room section this week, James.
Yes.
Has anything caught your fancy? Apart from the one started by Dara, which is the new air show to be staged at RAF Scampton in 2017, which I'm not even going to click on. Right, that says it all.
I've not clicked it, but he's into his air show, isn't he? I think there's a few people that are into the air shows.
Well, it's had 4 replies and 61 views, so, you know, 61 people have been intrigued enough to open it up.
Indeed.
I knew my phone would... Oh.
Oh, not again.
I can't find it. I don't know where it is.
It just dinged.
I heard it ding, but you know, like when you're like in the winter, no, in your mountains, right, and you're going like snipering people with your sniper gun. One shot, and nobody knows where you are. But you do too, and all the dogs and the police come running.
Right.
So that's dinged once. So I don't know where it is based on that one ding.
So the dogs and the police are going to come running if someone texts you again now?
Well, it always dings twice, you see. So, but I don't know where my phone is. It could ring in a minute, which would be very unprofessional. And we got told off for that last time, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Because someone said they were listening to the podcast, and because the phone rang and because I took the phone call, they hung up on the podcast. Is that just turned it off?
They turned it off.
Turned the podcast off.
But yeah, because we are the professional production that Al's Talk has come to expect.
Speaking of professional production, do you remember Yorkshire Television?
Dun, 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 dun.
All right. You just ruined my punchline. I got my jingle machine and I was ready to press it then, and you just spoilt it. Oh, I'm in a bad mood today. I don't know why. I got up okay. I'll tell you what it was. Over Hill, because I live at Hillsborough, right? I can see the ground from my living room window. Well, I can imagine it. I can't
through the trees.
And the houses, right? But I do imagine it. Do you imagine it? I imagine it, and it was really sunny this morning, and now it's like, so I opened all my windows up, and then the sun went in, and then freezing, so like, I ain't put my socks on.
Makes a change from being boiling in here.
Yeah, that's true, that is true. So, so what else have we got going on?
The other week when we said, we were asked who would be first against the wall.
Yeah. Have you got a contender?
Yeah.
Oh, go on then.
Ibo.
Yeah, well, is he still on the site?
He is, yeah. He's mainly in the politics threads.
Oh.
Which isn't, you know, a great place to go. But he's arguing with actual Americans about the current presidential nomination process.
Who's an actual American?
Like NYC Owl and...
They're not proper Americans. They're just people that have moved to America, James. You've got it all confused.
And Neil Lem and a few others. But yeah, he's basically turned into a right tosser in there, in my opinion.
Wow. 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 Say what you think, James. Does he just come on just to go in the politics section mostly then?
Mostly, yeah, yeah.
Okay. If you are not a member of housetalk.co.uk, you will not know what we're on about, right? These are sections like the music section, the politics section. You can't see them unless you're a member of the site and have logged in, because that's when they appear. They're invisible until then, aren't they?
And arguably, a lot of them are the best sections in the site.
Oh, mate, big time. So, like, if you want to see what we're talking about, register on housetalk.co.uk and then log in, and all these new sections will appear that you can't currently see if you're not logged in.
And then you can go into the politics threads, argue with Ibo, then he'll ignore all of your arguments and then call your names.
Is really got your goat up? Is it got your goat up? is that even a saying?
To the point up. Where he's refusing to bet off somebody, because basically he's saying that Trump's going to win the nomination and the presidency, etc. And so NYC always had him a bet, which he's refusing to take.
What's the point in offering a bet then?
No, that Ibo's refusing to take the bet off New York City Owl.
Right. Okay.
So I've put one further. Said let's see if he takes this one. Is he willing to put his Owl's Talk account on the line? And if he's right, he can gloat all he wants. And if he's wrong, then he never, ever posts on the site again.
Or we delete his account.
Yeah.
That would be interesting. He would give himself away if he re-registered anyway, because we'd spot him straight away.
Absolutely.
That's an interesting one. He seems to have got your shekels up. Is it shackles or shekels? I'm rubbish with sayings. He's got your goat up and your shekels up. Is that it? You've got your goat, your shekels up.
It's better than me being up a goat.
Do you think... That's not even a goat noise.
You're all for the sound effects today.
Do you think goats have shekels? Shackles? What do you call it on the back of your neck? Heckles? No, that's when someone...
Heckle, get your heckles up.
I've heard that one. That's a heckler. No, it's just shekels. Shekels.
I don't know.
Oh, Christ.
We do focus on these things, don't we?
Yeah. Well, it's, I like to be accurate, you see.
What's the most bizarre PM you've ever got, Neil?
So PMs are private messages on the site, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't read them. And the reason being is, right, because I'm an admin on the site, all I get is, can you change my username from John to John1? It's like, sod off, as if I ain't got enough to do.
Pick a good one in the first place.
I get that people like to, individualise the site and stuff. I've just looked in my PMs for the first time in ages, and we've got Steve that's sent me about 35 PMs.
Right.
And he said, Neil, my cousin had laughed that photo. She says it is funny photo on Facebook. So I must have posted a photo on Facebook and Steve seen it.
Steve's cousin's seen it.
Neil, it is not looking good in my family. I haven't had good Christmas and now New Year.
No.
That was since 18th of January, but he seems to have booked up a little bit since then. But then the rest of them are like, hello, can you change my username from John to John3? Like, no, I can't. Live with it. You chose it when you registered. When you registered on the site, what username would you like? John1. No, John. You're John, right? John. And then it's like, oh, this week I fancy being called John3. Sod off. Seriously, sod off. Leave me alone with your private messages.
And don't just create another account with another name, Nigel.
Okay, so just bang your leg.
Yeah.
We've done 49 minutes,
yeah.
James. That's like...
Well, I was just saying about the PMs because I warned somebody the other week in one of the many banned threads. I just sent them a nice friendly warning.
The what threads?
One of the banned threads.
What do you mean?
Threads about the band.
About the band, yeah. Okay.
And basically...
Are you on a rant?
No.
Are you on a rant? Are you on a rant?
No, just talking about these silly PMs.
He's got your goat shackles up again.
Yeah. But in this, just a friendly warning where I had the post and just sent him a message saying, look, you can't threaten to bomb John Hemingham with C4.
Yeah.
So I thought that's fairly reasonable.
Yeah.
The reply I got was, firstly, it's an explosive, not a bomb. Because that justifies it.
Oh, my God.
And also, would you like a date?
What? In the same message?
Pretty much.
That's amazing. Oh, that is amazing.
And it's gone through. It is actually one of my favourite threads on the whole site currently.
That is amazing.
Because I've been refusing his dates. I said we should start by holding hands.
Oh, that is amazing.
It's put with reference to holding hands, I must warn I have one finger and when someone touches it, it weeps a bit.
Oh my God.
So I replied, speaking of which, when I hold this finger of yours, do I have to do it blindfolded like Jimmy Savile used to insist on?
This is bizarre.
It's gone on for about 3 pages and he's still carrying it on.
If you're going for a date with him, right, and you're going to do that finger thing, I think you need to wear some trousers from Burton's, James.
Mm-hmm.
All this week, Burton cuts a quarter off every pair of trousers in the shop. It doesn't mean shorter trousers, it means cheaper trousers. One quarter off the price of every pair of trousers. Casual trousers, everyday trousers, and fancy pants. Come and get 25% off the lot in the great trouser sale. On now at Burton.
Right. I've got an issue with that. I've got an issue with that.
I wondered whether you would.
That stupid advert, I have got a real bad issue with. Because, one, how many times did they say trousers? Right, but he only says Burton's once or twice. Right, two. What the hell are fancy pants? What were people wearing in 1975? Fancy pants. Have you ever seen fancy pants?
No.
No. Do you remember that baggy pants and the nitwits?
No.
That were on TV. You must do. You must do.
No. I saw a Will Ferrell sketch the other night, which was on Jimmy Farrell, where he was dancing and singing about his tight pants.
What's that?
It was just literally wearing some tight pants and singing and like, everybody's talking about my tight pants. I got my tight pants on.
Sheffield Wednesday used to have really tight shorts in the 80s. Do you remember? Lee Chapman and Mel Sterland used to wear them and they went right up at the side.
Yeah, tiny shorts.
Yeah, anyway, I found baggy pants in the nitwits. Are you ready?
Yeah,
see if you remember this. I've busted it again. 1 second. Right, this is baggy pants in the nitwits from... probably 1977.
Who's that everyone knows. And who's the superhero? Superly slow. Who gets you laughing and tell your side splits? It's Baggy Pants and the Nitwits.
Do you remember it?
No.
No.
That's the first time I've ever seen that.
Baggy Pants and the Nitwits. Look at it on YouTube. It's
So what was it? Explain the concept of Baggy Pants and the Nitwits.
All I remember is the theme tune. That's it. Right. But on the flip side, I used to watch The Ghosts of Motley Hall, right, which used to be at 1 o'clock on ITV, right, where you used to like wag school and stuff and stay at home and watch Ghosts of Motley Hall, right? I remember everything about that programme except for the theme tune. So that's like, you know, works the other way around, really, with Baggy Pants and the Nitwits.
Yeah.
It's like it's one of them scenarios. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. I have in the past just gone onto YouTube to find a theme tune of like a kid's show that I used to watch. Yeah. And then 3 hours later, yes, gone through my entire youth.
Yes, definitely. It's one of them, isn't it? It's where once you press play on one of them, that's it. You are absolutely hooked. It's the same if you go and you type in a 1980s track,
yes,
like a music track, that's it, day over, because you'll be listening to Pump Up the Jam and stuff for like the next 4 hours.
That happened to me today.
Did it?
Little Rich sent me a link to Thomas Dolby. She Blinded Me With Science, and then obviously that led on to another song and then another one. And
She Blinded Me With Science with that mad professor in it.
Yeah,
what was his name? Pike. Magnus Pike.
Yes,
he's dead now. Dead Pike.
Oh, well, thanks for bringing it down, Neil.
It's time for the this before we go, people.
Owlstalk.co.uk, the official home of Steve Basford's horse riding updates. At All Said.
At All Said. What's Stevie been up to this week?
Steve, today is...
Has he posted today?
This is 22nd, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Steve Basford, who's been on the site since day one, and who is a very good friend of ours, talk, and who keeps us amused with his updates.
Yeah, so Steve's blood pressure tablet update. I had my blood pressure tablet.
That's good. That is good. Because when he doesn't, we all feel the repercussions, don't we, James?
Yes.
It's like it goes a bit mental.
He's had Frosties for breakfast.
That's good choice. Good choice. Do you like Frosties?
No, I don't drink, don't eat cereals.
Don't drink them.
Yeah, I don't drink cereals.
I'm into Alpen at the minute. But what I've noticed is the variety, which is original, right? Alpen original, has changed so much over the years.
Right.
Okay.
In what way?
No, that's it, just move on. Don't want to talk about that anymore.
It's like that Richard Herring question, isn't it, on his podcast recently.
I don't know. What else has Steve been up to? In fact, we need to know this, James.
Steve breakfast update. Boil egg.
Has he had boiled egg for breakfast?
We just established he's had Frosties, Neil.
Oh, God.
Not Alpen.
We just literally had a conversation, right? We had a conversation like 20 seconds ago, and I totally forgot all of it. I don't know why.
Do you know what he had with his Frosties?
Go on.
Well, Steve's drink. Tea.
I were going to guess water.
Oh.
But what, can you imagine having water, right, with Frosties?
Yeah, milk.
Milk and water. Milk and water don't mix. Do you know what I did?
But he's not specified that he's had milk with his Frosties, so...
Yeah, he might have had water on it. Anyway, I want to tell you about this thing that I did when I was a kid.
Yeah, go
right,
on.
So, went into the kitchen, right, and I think my mum had just come back from the shops on a Saturday morning. What are you laughing at? I haven't told you yet.
I think I might know.
Oh, go on then.
Oh, no, carry on.
You just said that because then when I've said this story now, you'll go, see, that was what I knew.
I've got in my head the Weetabix incident.
No, not the Weetabix, right? No, not the Weetabix thing. We'll come on to that next week. But this is a word of advice, right? It's a wise words, this. So I went into the kitchen, right? And my mum had just come back from the shops Saturday morning. She used to go shopping every Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Come back with all the bags and stuff. Left them on the side, and she's like, don't eat all the crisps, don't eat the chocolate. It's like, yeah, whatever, right? So she went off into the living room, and I thought, I know what I'll do. I'll make myself a milkshake, right? A milkshake. But because like I'd seen on the telly, they was like, do you remember that stuff that you used to put into milk, and it made it into like strawberry milk and chocolate?
Nesquik or whatever.
Yeah. So I thought, okay, strawberries are a fruit. Yeah. What other fruit milkshakes is there? So it's banana, strawberry, you know, raspberry and stuff like that. I know what I'll do. I'll get the orange cordial and I'll make an right?
I don't know what I'm doing. deflated.
I've got my headphones on. So
orange cordial.
Orange cordial, right? This is amazing. So, like, you know, like, you put, like, I always put the cordial in first when I'm making drinks. So, like, I put, like, 3 centimetres, 4 centimetres worth of orange cordial in a glass.
Yep.
Right? Then filled the rest of the pint glass up with fresh milk, probably semi-skimmed, drank it down in one. Curdled on its way down, straight back up, and it were like porridge, James. It were like orange porridge. It was the most honestly, it was like, it was the most disgusting thing. It just, if you ever need something, right, you know, if you want to lose weight or something, instead of putting your fingers down your throat, girls, like, just honestly, just make yourself an orange milkshake. It's such a bad idea.
Brilliant.
It was just, honestly, I've never gipped as much all over the kitchen floor. It was like, it was horrible. Absolutely horrible.
Oh, I could just picture it in my head.
It was nearly as bad. It weren't as bad, but it was nearly as bad as when I got really drunk and did a poo in the bath. But we'll talk about that another time, because, like, you just cannot wash that down. Oh,
should we do your drunk stories one week?
You cannot get rid of it. You cannot get rid of it. We'll talk about that another time. we'll talk about that another time. Oh, dear. So, I think that's pretty much everything covered, James.
Yeah, done an hour.
Jesus. Who listens to this shit for an hour?
Well, it's about 45 minutes more than the Wednesday week got this week, isn't it?
Oh, what happened to their podcast?
Podcast Wars.
Blew up, didn't it?
But they did interview Barry Bannan's mum and dad, but not the Nanan.
Mr. Nanan. See, you see, they ain't quite got it.
They didn't even ask about the Nanan.
You kidding?
No.
Might have been, you know... You know,
in the caravan fire.
In the caravan, yeah. In the terrible tragedy of the caravan fire. So, that's podcast number 5 from owlstalk.co.uk. Don't just wait for the podcast. Get on the website and come and say hello to us. We're at owlstalk.
Yeah, and also on the podcast, go on to iTunes and remember to rate and review.
Yes, do us some reviews on iTunes, please, people. Just give us 5 stars and tell us that we're brilliant, because we've got egos, and if you don't, we will cry. We will cry.
Again.
Yep, we will cry. That's all from us. Have you got anything else to say, James? I am.
No.
Yeah. Just goodbye.
Go away.
Go away.
Online at owlstalk.co.uk. You're listening to Owls Talk FM.
I'm getting pissed with John Siri.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.